Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello and happy Thanksgiving to you. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday. I hope you're having a marvelous, marvelous day. And what a perfect teaching for this Thanksgiving day that Derek Prince is about to give us. You know, Derek Prince came into contact with a book called Of Plymouth Plantation by William Bradford. William Bradford was one of the original pilgrims. And many people don't know that this book was actually lost for many, many decades, actually more than a century. It was lost and it wasn't recovered until the early 1900s. And I see this as a restoration, almost like restoration of the ancient covenants that the kings would find and then proclaim in all the land. This book of Plymouth Plantation really explains the Christian heritage of the founding of our nation, not the constitutional era and the revolutionary era, but the earlier founding by the pilgrims. It specifically talks about the reasons that they sailed, the things that they prayed, the way that they wrote their covenant, the fact that in the Mayflower Compact they said, "We sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." You know, I've seen textbooks that talk about the first Thanksgiving as being the pilgrims giving thanks to the Indians and with no mention of God whatsoever. So thank the Lord that this book of Plymouth Plantation was recovered, and thank God that Derek Prince read it and proclaimed its contents to a generation that had almost forgotten its godly heritage. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about a Plymouth Plantation and the great godly heritage that our pilgrim forebears gave us.
Each day this week, I've been sharing with you some lesson from Scripture on the importance of thankfulness and thanksgiving. Then I follow that up by a practical application to our situation in the United States at this time. Each day I've focused on some particular aspect of American life for which we need to thank God. The particular subjects which I chose as themes for Thanksgiving in my previous three talks this week were religious liberty, gospel outreach, and limitless opportunities. Today, I feel that the most appropriate theme for Thanksgiving would be our godly heritage. Our minds go back today specifically to the pilgrims. Rather than read direct from the scriptures today, I'm going to quote from a book by William Bradford, the leader of the original pilgrim settlement on this continent at Plymouth, Massachusetts. The title of his book is Of Plymouth Plantation. It's an eyewitness account of the origins of the pilgrims in England, their journey to this continent, and their hardships and struggles and ultimate triumph. As you will see, Bradford himself quotes frequently from the scriptures. Perhaps I should explain how I first became interested in the pilgrims. I'll do this by reading a portion from my own book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. In 1970 and 1971, the city of Plymouth, Massachusetts, celebrated the 350th anniversary of the landing of the pilgrims at that point on the coast of America. A special committee was appointed by the city to organize various kinds of celebration that were appropriate to the occasion. This committee paid me the honor of inviting me to give a series of addresses in the Church of the Pilgrimage in the city of Plymouth. During my visit to Plymouth, two members of the committee were kind enough to show me the main places of historical interest and also to introduce me to some of the original records of the period of the pilgrims. In this way, I became acquainted for the first time with the book Of Plymouth Plantation by William Bradford. Having been educated in Britain, I do not recall ever having learned anything at school about the pilgrims. The phrase Pilgrim Fathers, commonly used by Americans, had created in my mind a vague impression of severe old men with long white beards, probably attired in dark formal clothing similar to that associated with ministers of religion. I was surprised to discover that the majority of the pilgrims at the time of their arrival in America were still young men and women. For example, William Bradford was 31 years old in 1621 when he was first appointed governor of the colony. Most of the other pilgrims were of about the same age or younger. As I studied Bradford's own first-hand account of the founding of Plymouth Colony and of its early struggles, I developed a strong sense of spiritual kinship with him and his fellow pilgrims. I discovered that their whole way of life was based upon the systematic study and application of the Scriptures. With the main conclusions and convictions to which this study led them, I found myself in complete accord. For this reason, I feel that I need offer no apology from quoting from Bradford's book various passages that relate to the theme of our present study, and specifically to Thanksgiving Day. Let me read a passage now from Bradford's book describing the motives which caused the pilgrims to set out on that history-making journey. In his fourth chapter, Bradford writes this: "Lastly, and which was not least, a great hope and inward zeal they had of laying some good foundation," that's the pilgrims, "some good foundation for the propagating and advancing of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world. Yea, though they should be but even as stepping stones unto others for the performing of so great a work." Looking back over more than three centuries of history, we have to say their motives and their desires were fulfilled. They became major instruments of God in promoting the kingdom of God throughout this world. And then let's read briefly the account that Bradford gives of the arrival of the Mayflower at Cape Cod in chapter 9 of his book. "What could now sustain them but the Spirit of God and His grace? May not the children of these fathers rightly say, 'Our fathers were Englishmen which came over this great ocean and were ready to perish in this wilderness. But they cried unto the Lord, and He heard their voice and looked on their adversity.'" This is Bradford's own paraphrase of Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 5 and 7. He continues, "Let them therefore praise the Lord, because He is good, and His mercies endure forever. Yea, let them which have been redeemed of the Lord show how He hath delivered them from the hand of the oppressor. When they wandered in the desert wilderness out of the way, and found no city to dwell in, both hungry and thirsty, their soul was overwhelmed in them. Let them confess before the Lord His loving kindness and His wonderful works before the sons of men." This is Bradford's own version of Psalm 107, verses 1 through 5 and verse 8. I think it's clear that the whole of their way of life and thinking was based directly on the Scriptures.
You know, you haven't heard it in your textbooks, and you don't hear it in most churches because, frankly, most pastors just don't have time to talk about it, even if they know it. But Derek Prince just said it clearly. He said it's clear that the whole way of life and thinking of the pilgrims was based directly on the Scriptures. Now, that's an astonishing thought, that those who first laid the foundations, who first made those first steps on this land, were Christians who based their way of life on the Word of God. Like I say, you won't read that in most textbooks, but it's part of your heritage and one that you ought to celebrate today on this Thanksgiving Day. So much more to come, and some special friends here in the studio with me as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you long to truly know God? To actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through His marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us on this Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you. They sailed for 66 days on a ship no larger than a volleyball court. They landed in the New World, didn't know where they were exactly, had been blown off course, and yet they made a covenant with God. They said, "We sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." Who were they? They were our pilgrim forebears, the ones we remember today. And Derek Prince, a man from England, not even an American, is teaching us about the importance of their faith. Let's listen.
Let's read briefly the account that Bradford gives of the arrival of the Mayflower at Cape Cod. In chapter 9 of his book, "What could now sustain them but the Spirit of God and His grace? May not the children of these fathers rightly say, 'Our fathers were Englishmen which came over this great ocean and were ready to perish in this wilderness. But they cried unto the Lord, and He heard their voice and looked on their adversity.'" This is Bradford's own paraphrase of Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 5 and 7. He continues, "Let them therefore praise the Lord, because He is good, and His mercies endure forever. Yea, let them which have been redeemed of the Lord show how He hath delivered them from the hand of the oppressor. When they wandered in the desert wilderness out of the way, and found no city to dwell in, both hungry and thirsty, their soul was overwhelmed in them. Let them confess before the Lord His loving kindness and His wonderful works before the sons of men." This is Bradford's own version of Psalm 107, verses 1 through 5 and verse 8. I think it's clear that the whole of their way of life and thinking was based directly on the Scriptures. Finally, in my extracts from his book, let me read to you the description of the saving of the harvest in the summer of 1623. "In the summer of 1623, the pilgrims' carefully planted crop of corn was threatened," now I'm quoting from Bradford, "by a great drought which continued from the third week in May till about the middle of July, without any rain and with great heat for the most part, insomuch as the corn began to wither away. It began to languish sore, and some of the drier grounds were parched like withered hay. Upon which they, the pilgrims, set apart a solemn day of humiliation to seek the Lord by humble and fervent prayer. And He was pleased to give them a gracious and speedy answer, both to their own and the Indians' amazement. For all the morning and greatest part of the day it was clear weather and very hot, and not a cloud or any sign of rain could be seen. Yet toward evening it began to overcast, and shortly after to rain with such sweet and gentle showers as gave them cause of rejoicing and blessing God." My comment then, normally if rain had fallen at all in such conditions, it would have been in the form of a thunderstorm, which would have beaten down the corn and destroyed the last hope of a harvest. But on this occasion, Bradford goes on to relate, "It came without either wind or thunder or any violence, and by degrees in that abundance as that the earth was thoroughly soaked therewith, which did so apparently revive and quicken the decayed corn and other fruits as was wonderful to see, and made the Indians astonished to behold. And afterwards the Lord sent them such seasonable showers with interchange of fair warm weather, as through His blessing caused a fruitful and liberal harvest, for which mercy, in time convenient, they also set apart a day of thanksgiving." So that's an account of the origin of this great nation. You'll see it was founded by men of firm conviction in God and in the Scripture. Of course, there have been many other influences and streams in this nation since that time, some good and some not good. But that original stream of faith and commitment to God is still flowing. I believe this radio ministry today is one of many, many channels today through which that stream is flowing. Therefore, today particularly, I want to thank God publicly for making this radio ministry possible. Will you join with me? Father, we thank You again today for our heritage, for our liberty, for the privilege we have of propagating this glorious truth of Your Word. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. All right, now, just to give you an idea of what this ministry is doing, I'm going to read some letters that I receive each week from listeners. Here's a letter from a new widow. "Today, I heard your thoughts on how to face the death of a loved one. I just lost my husband of 43 years and have had a difficult time adjusting to the loneliness and a feeling of guilt. However, through programs like yours, I'm beginning to realize that I must not question the Lord's judgment. I missed yesterday's program. Do you have a cassette of this series? Enclosed is my contribution. Kindly send your book, Eternal Judgment." And then from the state of Florida, "Your broadcasts this week have really blessed me. I'm a baby Christian, and I've been trying to eat meat before drinking milk, and your book sounds like just what I need. Please send me Foundation for Faith and your Bible study course." And finally, from a lady in Virginia. This is a note of sincere thanks for the way you teach and promote the Lord's Word. I was especially blessed by your talk on faithfulness. I used to be chronically late for work because I wasn't especially looking forward to the job. I was prompt for places that I wanted to be, though. Your talk on faithfulness in relation to being on time helped immensely. Now I have almost completely corrected this problem of tardiness.
You know, it moves me to listen to a man from England boldly celebrate the godly heritage of our nation and to talk about one nation under God in a manner that is unapologetic. Maybe we need to light our torch today. Maybe we need to celebrate our great heritage of faith. More to come and some special friends in the studio with me as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What was the real story behind the first Thanksgiving? Amazingly, many Americans do not know much about the Pilgrims. How did God use such a humble group of people to birth such a great nation? In his special message, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, Derek Prince reveals the true story of the ones who laid the foundation upon which the United States still stands. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover the two great enduring truths that the Pilgrims practiced and find out how to apply them in your own life. It's such an important story that we want you to have a free copy. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special audio CD are both free. The Pilgrims laid a strong foundation, and we can follow in their footsteps today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or request your free audio CD copy of Pilgrims Laid the Foundation when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for spending your day with us here. In the studio with me are three gentlemen I dearly love. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here. Happy Thanksgiving, Dick.
Thank you, Stephen. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thanks, buddy. The executive producer of our program, Christopher Selby, is here.
Go Dolphins.
And David Holland is here, who's also one of the producers of the show. David, great to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Stephen. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, come on. You guys need to seriously get saved.
It is a Thanksgiving tradition.
That's right. I love what we've been hearing from Derek all week. I love this emphasis, the combination of gratitude, heritage. It really sparks something in our souls. And, you know, some of these teachings, you know, Derek taught quite some time ago, and they certainly were themes from the very beginning of his time in the States. But I'm very moved by it, and it really every year enhances my celebration of Thanksgiving. David?
Yeah, it's true. And gratitude is such a huge key and often neglected key to success in the Christian life, properly relating to God. You know, Dick, I know that you've thought fairly deeply about that in the past.
Well, I have, and one of the things that I've often thought, a really favorite scripture of mine is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And you say to yourself, you know, I hear that verse quoted, and they quote it without the with thanksgiving. But if Derek were here today, he would emphasize the fact that that's a very, very important element of prayer. And you ask yourself, well, what are you thanking him for if you're asking him, if you're begging God to come in and meet your need? I think the whole attitude of thanksgiving puts you in a posture to say, I'm thanking you, Lord, because I know you've been faithful in the past. I've seen you answer prayer in the past. I know that you have the ability to take care of us and to provide for us. And so that posture of thanksgiving puts you in a place where you really recognize who God is and his power and the fact that he is so gracious and so full of love and compassion and mercy. It just postures you just right for any prayer that you offer.
And yet it's fascinating in the Bible that it's not just a matter of giving thanks because we ought to be grateful and God likes it. But the Bible also says, Chris, that, you know, when we don't give thanks as we ought, we're actually a reprobate people. I mean, it literally uses that word of the unthankful. And of course, that great story that your grandfather shared about the lepers, the one leper who went back,
that's right,
he was made whole. But the other ones, because they weren't grateful, didn't receive everything from God. I mean, there's a serious price for ingratitude.
There is. And that's, you know, can we get by? You know, is there an element that of blessing our lives? Sure, absolutely. But are we walking in the full measure of what God has for us, as we see in that parable of the lepers, the story of the lepers, that thanksgiving was the key to unlocking the fullness thereof? And, you know, I think about thanksgiving, praise, and worship, those three themes in Scripture. And I think we talk a lot about praise and worship, and people kind of have an understanding to a measure of what that is and what that means. But I think the thanksgiving element really gets overlooked and is something that we really need to get back to because of its importance.
Yeah, you know, Shakespeare wrote, sharper than a serpent's tooth is an ungrateful child. Mm. And I'm reminded when I think about that of, I heard a line, a stand-up comic, Brett Butler, a female comic, said once, somebody asked her why she'd never had children. And she goes, because I never wanted to be the focus of that much ingratitude. And we all know, though, those of us who are parents know what it's like every once in a while to sense that your children are being a little ungrateful. And I don't want to ever be that way. I know I am from time to time, but I just don't want to be an ungrateful child when I have such a gracious father.
You know, what we're talking about really is a discipline of thanksgiving. And one of the things that Derek often emphasized as a discipline at Thanksgiving time was actually deliberately taking it on, making a commitment to contribute and to give as an absolute demonstration of how thankful you are. And without, you know, being insensitive in any way, I'm glad everybody's sitting around the table and enjoying a turkey dinner, hopefully. But there is that element of a tangible step that you can take. And we just invite you as a step. Derek used to do this all the time. He encouraged people just to step up at Thanksgiving and actively seek where they could contribute as a demonstration of their gratitude to how much God had blessed them. So I would encourage you, as you listen, you might want to consider that and just think, and certainly we would be grateful for that contribution, but anybody who you have been blessed by and that you have received from, that would be a wonderful place to show the discipline of thanksgiving by giving to them.
You know, I can't really think of a more appropriate way to honor the memory of our Pilgrim Fathers than by funding the gospel around the world.
Yeah.
You know, they
yes.
actually,
Amen.
They were living in exile from 1608 to 1620 in Holland, and they were prospering and doing fine, but they were losing their children to the culture around them. More importantly, perhaps even than that, if there can be anything, is that they had a burning vision to be, as they said, a stepping stone of the light of Christ in a new world. What moved them out of the prosperity, really sort of the secular prosperity that they were enjoying in Holland, was that they had a vision burning in their hearts to carry the gospel to a new world. Now, they knew they wouldn't last very long. They knew they wouldn't be the ones to build that new Jerusalem, as they called it, but they absolutely wanted to be a stepping stone of the light of Christ, and they specifically prayed for the Native Americans that they had heard about from John Smith and others.
Sure.
So obviously, we want a food and football and festival, you know, the three Fs, but at the same time, we also want to fund, maybe the fourth F, the gospel to the new world, and this is a great day to make that commitment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just add to what you gentlemen have said. If you are grateful, listener, for this program, it's biblically appropriate and right, and I believe God would smile on your being a part of this program's continuance and outreach. Sharing a gift with it right now, if it's been helpful to you, if it's been a blessing to you, would absolutely be the appropriate thing to do. And I tell you, we would be so very grateful if you would do that.
Well, guys, great having you with me, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, happy Thanksgiving to you. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Entering the Presence of God, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's audio CD, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation,
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.